Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 1, The Guru Tattva of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whatever position one may have, if he or she is fully conversant with the science of Krishna or Krishna consciousness, then one can become a bona fide spiritual master, initiator, or teacher of the science. In other words, one can become a bona fide spiritual master if he or she has sufficient knowledge of the science of Krishna or Krishna consciousness. And this position does not depend on a particular position in society, and it does not depend on one's birth. This is the conclusion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is in accordance with the Vedic injunctions. On the strength of this conclusion, Lord Chaitanya, previously known as Vishvambara, accepted a spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, who was a sannyasi. Similarly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Acharya also accepted another sannyasi as their spiritual master, who was named Madhavendra Puri. This Madhavendra Puri is also known as Lakshmipati Tirtha. And similarly, another great Acharya, Sri Rasikananda, accepted Sri Shyamananda as his spiritual master, although he was not born of a Brahmana family. And so also Ganga Narayana Chakravarti accepted Narottama Das Thakur as his spiritual master. In ancient days, there was even a hunter named Dharma who became a spiritual master for many people. And there are clear instructions in the Mahabharata and also in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Narada Muni. Yasya yal lakshanam proktam pumso varnabhya vanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyeta tat tenaiva vinirdishet. Narada says that any person, be one Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or even Shudra, should be accepted by one's personal qualifications and not by birth. Thus, one's position should be established by one's personal qualifications and not by birth. For example, if a man is born in a Brahmana family, but his personal qualifications are those of a Shudra, then he should be accepted as a Shudra. And similarly, if a person is born in a Shudra family, but has the qualifications of a Brahmana, then one should be accepted as a Brahmana. All Shastric injunctions, as well as the versions of great sages and authorities, establish that a bona fide spiritual master is not necessarily a Brahmana. For the only qualification is that one be conversant with the science of Krishna or Krishna consciousness. And that alone makes one perfectly eligible to become a spiritual master. This is the conclusion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his discussions with Sri Ramananda Rai. It is stated in Hari Bhakti Vilas that if one bona fide spiritual master is born in a Brahmana family and another who is also qualified is born in a Shudra family, then one should accept the one who is born in a Brahmana family. So this statement may serve as a social compromise, but it has nothing to do with spiritual understanding. This injunction is only applicable for those who consider social status more important than spiritual status. It is not for people who are spiritually serious. The serious person would accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction that anyone, regardless of one's position, conversant with Krishna science, must be accepted as the spiritual master. There are many injunctions in the Padma Purana which state that a highly elevated, spiritually advanced devotee of the Lord is always a first-class devotee and is therefore a spiritual master. But a highly elevated person born in a Brahmana family cannot be a spiritual master unless one is a devotee of the Lord. A person born in a Brahmana family may be conversant with all of the rituals of the Vedic scriptures, but if one is not a pure devotee, then one cannot be a spiritual master. In all shastras, the chief qualification of the bona fide spiritual master is that one be conversant in the science of Krishna. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 1, The Guru Tattva of Lord Chaitanya. Recorded September 25, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.